Chapter 23
"Sir, you don't seem surprised," Tyr said to Iron Fist. Did you know?"
"I look like a babe in the woods to you, Nunk."
"Sir?"
"The Blackguard is the best of the best. The houses try to get their hooks into most of our students, one way or another. They've been successful often enough that we've had to grow canny ourselves."
"So you knew?"
"Come with me,"
he said. He put his gautre on carefully and they walked to the lift.
"When I look at you, ask me if I want you to stay at the checkpoint," he said.
He set the weights and they took the lift to the top, where the Blackguards greeted him at the checkpoint.
"The White Inn?" he asked.
"Yes, sir," Samite answered.
Iron Fist paused, looking at Tyr.
"You want me to stay here, sir?" Tyr asked.
Iron Fist was being this careful? With Samite? He was worried about his own Blackguards reporting... what? That Tyr was accompanying him on a meeting with a White? Such a meeting would be innocuous enough, wouldn't it? But that he was being careful meant that he was protecting even this from betrayal, by Blackguards he'd worked with for his whole adult life. Part of Tyr wilted. She wanted the Blackguards at least to be pure. Something had to be pure and good, even if she wasn't. It also made the guileless Blackguard commander seem more crafty than she'd ever considered.
"It'll be fast,"
Iron Fist said, as if weighing it and dismissing the thought without too much thinking.
"Come."
They walked together to the White's room. The Blackguards there announced him and Tyr both. Tyr was surprised that they actually knew her name. One should never underestimate the Blackguard, she supposed. The White dismissed her old room slave and her secretary as they came in. The old woman had been drafting since Tyr saw her last. It made her look healthier. But Tyr knew it was only a veneer of health. If the White had decided it was permissible to draft, it meant she was planning to join the freeing come Sunday. The White studied Tyr as Tyr studied the White. Tyr wondered what the old woman saw.
"Aglaya,"
Commander Iron Fist said without preamble,
"trained her in theft. Has probably been keeping the items for blackmail. Explains Tyr's facility with disguises. She came to me, unprompted."
The White looked unperturbed by the revelation, or by how Iron Fist had launched into it without warning.
"When did you find out there was no Lady Verengeti?" she asked Tyr. "Just before we left." "Wait, you know about that too," Tyr said.
Lady Aglaya Crassos had said that concealing her own ownership of slaves under the pseudonym Lady Lucretia Verengeti had allowed her to place spies in all sorts of places.
"If one is to go to the trouble of having spies, it behooves a lady to have the best,"
the White said. She gave a small smile.
"How did you figure out that she was going to blackmail you? Surely after Andros Guile forced her to sell you to him, you must have thought that you were free. Free of her, at least."
"I did," Tyr said. The truth was more complicated. She thought she would be free until today. Her first thought had been that Aglaya had sent Master Sharp to pull her back into her web. But why frame her for murder? It wasn't how Lady Crassos usually played things. As Lady Verengeti, she had been disciplined, making Tyr steal harder and harder things, making her enmesh herself more and more in the web so that she would be fully caught before she thought to struggle. Lady Verengeti would have taken the steps one at a time, give Tyr harder jobs until she balked, then reveal that Tyr had been damning herself all along, then make her continue doing worse things until Tyr would do anything at all. Such a spy, especially if she made it onto the Blackguard itself, would be an excellent weapon. And Lady Crassos seemed clever enough not to do anything that might break Tyr out of her web early. Like the shock of witnessing a murder. Seeing a murder, Tyr might logically go straight to Commander Iron Fist and tell him everything. Lady Crassos wouldn't risk that. So why would she frame Tyr for murder? No reason. Literally. Lady Crassos hadn't done it. Before the Battle of Rue, her handler had been uninterested in the assassination Tyr had seen in the marketplace. There was no reason for her to pretend that, if assassination was what she wanted Tyr to do. It would have been a great motivator. "If you disobey, Adrastia, I can have you killed like that. No one can stop me." In fact, it was still a good motivator to not tell the White or Commander Iron Fist or Kip or anyone else about Murder Sharp. Tyr realized her silence was getting suspiciously long.
"I couldn't really believe I was free, and I had this terrible feeling, and the more I thought about it, the more plausible it seemed that she would keep something of what I'd done to use against me. She's frightening, which was understating. But how do you know about this? Did you both know?
Tyr looked over at Iron Fist. He stared back at her, silent. He said,
Adrastia, in this game, one must either be as wise as serpents or trust implicitly someone who is. I've always opted for the latter.
He inclined his head to the white. Odd how only moments ago he'd seemed jaded, and now he seemed the old Iron Fist, too straightforward to be political. Tyr wondered if it had something to do with his highly public loss of faith, and highly public regaining of it.
Come here, child, the white said.
When Tyr approached, the old woman examined her closely, studying her eyes with a sharp gaze.
Commander, is there a slight violet tinge to her eyes, or am I fooling myself?
The commander stared at Tyr's eyes.
Could be. I wouldn't see it if I weren't looking for it, though.
Spectral bleed, then. Affects even the peril drafters, apparently.
The white heaved a sigh.
Oh, child, if only you could be two separate girls. I should love to study both of you. But studying precludes using, and there is but one of you. What Hollum knows best, one supposes. Still.
She cast her eyes skyward, though there was only ceiling there, as if gently castigating the creator of the universe.
Tell me, daughter, about your family. That's none of your—
Tyr bit off her words, realizing who she was talking to. She swallowed. It was a perfectly neutral question, even friendly, but Tyr had hoarded up the knowledge and the shame of her family for so long that any inquiry felt hostile.
High lady, perhaps this isn't the time,
Commander Iron Fist said.
We have only minutes.
The white didn't take her eyes off Tyr, but her tone sharpened.
I'm known to have a keen interest in young people. Age is allowed her eccentricities. When you leave, Commander, you'll shrug and say, you know how she is with young people. Then smile and go about your business, and the spies will too. Family, child.
Father's a trader. Was day labourer now. Two sisters, younger. My mother isn't worth speaking of.
Your shame says different.
Tyr clenched her jaw. She stared at the window. This was the white asking. That Tyr was even thinking of not answering was practically irreligious. It was certainly insubordinate. She answered, but her voice came out flat.
My mother lost her sense for a while during one of my father's journeys. Brought home any man who would come better. Finally found one who liked her enough to stay for a while. She held parties we couldn't afford, hired dancers and musicians like the rich do. We weren't rich. She ruined us. And when my father came back, I think she thought he'd kill her. I think she hoped he would. She'd sold all of us into slavery to pay back the debts she ran up. My father sold everything he had left, his ship mainly, and bought back my sisters. I'd shown my talent by then, and I was too valuable. He didn't have the money to redeem me, and he couldn't borrow that much.
And what did he do to your mother?
The white asked.
Nothing.
There was no hiding the bitterness. Father, why didn't you fight for me? Why did you choose the one who betrayed you?
And how do you feel about that?
I despise him for his weakness,
rather than admire him for his goodness.
Interesting. Is it goodness to do nothing when wronged?
Tyr asked sharply.
You have no idea what he did or didn't do. Parents often shield their children from the truth of their fights, and you were living elsewhere by then, a slave already. You judge too soon and too sharply. Something you would do well to grow out of. Only a fool judges with the heart alone.
Tyr took the rebuke, unjust as it was. Her father had passively accepted that crazy whore, said something about love and forgiveness.
Are we finished? She asked.
Do you know, the white said, that I had two daughters? I remember their teenage years. It was hell.
Tyr smirked despite herself. I'm sure you deserved a bit of that.
Where do they live now? They aren't on Big Jasper, are they?
They're dead. One during the Blood Wars and one immediately afterward, killed by men who refused to accept that the Blood Wars were ended. They thought their side hadn't meted out sufficient vengeance yet.
My daughter's children were killed or whisked away into illegal slavery somewhere. Perhaps out there still, suffering. Their grandmother is the White, one of the most powerful people in all the satrapies. And they are slaves. All my wealth and my 1,000 spies worth nothing, for who sees a slave? Her eyes seemed lit with fire. Slavery is an evil without which our world cannot function, but it is an evil nonetheless, she grimaced, which is why I will not have those bound to me bound by that, at least in so far as I am able. Iron Fist.
The man picked up a note from the White's desk and handed it to Tyr. It had copies of receipts that she couldn't even read, at least not in a glance, and then a letter in an old familiar hand that she knew immediately. Her father's. My debts have all been paid in your name, Adrastia. I've already got investors lined up to buy one of the new caravels coming spring. Putting together a crew now. I failed you, but you never failed me. As soon as I can, I'll come to Big Jasper, or wherever you're posted. Sisters are well.
Kalia married a butcher and is expecting her first in spring. Husband's good for naught, but at least she's close. Marae now hoping to marry an officer. Good man. Any news?
He must have been limited on the amount of paper he had to use because the last sentences were cramped, even briefer than usual. Her sister was expecting her first child. Kalia was 15 years old. Many poor girls married that young, of course. But Tyr wasn't putting it together. It was facts, notes about another life, not hers. This kind of thing didn't happen to Tyr.
Why?
Tyr asked. There had to be some trap, some trick, some way it would be whisked away. It was too good.
Why?
Because sometimes I can do good, the White said. No strings, Tyr. The tragedies that befell me have left me with some gifts. Money, for one. What use has a dying old woman for money? I can bless you as freely as Orholam has blessed me. Light, life, and freedom, my child.
It rolled over Tyr like a rushing quake wave. She had to fight it, push back.
How did you... Now?
We began work on it as soon as you tested into the Blackguard. We want all our people to choose us freely. It cannot always be so, but we always make the attempt. This was delivered while you were away at Rue. I've been meaning to send for you since. It's been a busy time.
You were going to... All along?
In the scheme of things, Tyr, it was a small thing for us, and we knew how big it might be for you.
It took Tyr's breath. She would cry later. But in this moment, she could barely breathe, barely believe this dying woman's goodness, her father's steadfastness, her sister's lives veering so far to one side that Tyr couldn't even see them any more from where she stood. Good done for people she would like as not never see again. In this moment of compassion, somehow, though, she felt more alone than she had in all her years training and thieving in shame, hiding who she was in more than just the disguises they taught her.
She wasn't the only one blackmailing me,
Tyr blurted out.
There's another. Worse.
And she told them about Master Sharp, and about the spy, and the murder, and the flight, and Kip seeing her, and the theft of her papers, and their return. And when she was done speaking, then, finally, she felt free. She could take a full breath. Oddly, the White looked, if anything, younger and more alive than ever, her eyes lit with a readiness to fight.
Tyr, she said. How brave are you?
10 minutes later, Commander Ironfist ushered Tyr out the door, saying he would follow her in a moment. When the door closed, he turned a skeptical eye to the White.
You planned that.
I hoped for it.
You knew about the other, this Murder Sharp.
She didn't admit it.
Kindness can break chains that cunning cannot.
Is that what you are? Kindness and cunning coiled?
He asked.
Was not the caduceus once the White's symbol? She asked.
Then her whimsy disappeared.
The Order of the Broken Eye, Hardun. There have been pretenders before, but how many pretenders have had the shimmer cloaks?
We have a chance here.
To smash them?
Or bring them back into the fold. But yes, probably. Heresy is a horse that takes the bridle in its teeth and won't submit to any hand unless it is beaten.
A strange idiom. From you who'd beat a man but not a horse.
A horse can't deserve it.
Well, I hope that narrow-shouldered filly can hold the weight you've saddled her with. She'll be a war horse, if...
If I don't kill her first, the white said grimly. I know. One loses men and horses both to training. Is that reason not to train?
This isn't training.
She moved as if to quarrel further, then sat back in her wheeled chair. She took a chain from around her neck, produced a key she'd kept hidden beneath her neckline.
The master key to all the restricted libraries. This is what you came for, isn't it? You were scheduled to see me before the girl came back from Big Jasper. What is it you're hunting?
A fantasy. A suspicion. Foolishness.
But I'll know first, if you find something.
He took the key from her and tucked it away. It was acquiescence.
Beware, Hardun. My defences are stretched thin.
He walked to the door.
Hardun, she said.
He stopped.
The Gotra. You're wearing it again.
He grunted.
It suits you.